Yeah, all good. Wicked. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between Max Holloway, former champion, and Yair Rodriguez, number one against number three in the rankings. Okay, this is a it's a fight to look forward to for a lot of reasons. So, obviously, Max Holloway, we've watched him as a top flight featherweight for many years and as the champion for several defenses as well. He's a very, very skilled striker, possibly one of the best in the sport. His boxing is slick. His hands are fast. His punches are very well placed. And he also has got great footwork to complement it, which is one of the reasons why he's able to put such pressure on people, get himself in and out of range, but also, you know, constantly keep a volume on them because he's able to cut them off and chase them down. You know, I've got this clip that plays in my head over and over again. Of when he fought Ricardo Lamas, and he was just chasing him down against the fence, throwing a whole volume of shots at him. What we've seen throughout his career is a steady, consistent pace that increases over five rounds. Like Max Holloway is perfect for five rounds. It's ideal for him because he has the first round and a half where he kind of feels his opponent out a bit, and he throws a few strikes, and his accuracy and his success isn't particularly high. But then he uses that time to read his opponents to see what they want to do, and also to, you know, to work out of a good defense and you know, get himself into the fight without opening himself up too much. As the second round arrives, he starts to pick his intensity up and his volume, and also his accuracy goes up. Then in the third round, his accuracy improves again, as well as his volume. So now he's really starting to take hold of the fights. And then championship rounds is where he does the best work. He pours on the pressure. If the people are still there, if his opponents are still there in that fourth and fifth round, then, you know, they have a very, very high volume of strikes to deal with. The times when he struggled, so obviously he went up to lightweight to fight Dustin Poirier, and he's got two decision losses to Volkanovski. The commonality with both of those opponents is that they started off well. They started off with a good pace. They did good work in the first round. I would say Volkanovski with more volume and Poirier with a bit more damage. But both started well, utilized the slow start for Max Holloway those first two rounds where he's trying to get a read and give him too much to read. Just fluster him, throw a lot at him. I don't think that Yair Rodriguez can do that. And I think this is where it gets quite challenging for Rodriguez, because in those first couple of rounds where Max Holloway is starting to find his pace and his rhythm and establish his game, that's where Rodriguez really needs to be investing in those fight finishing or opponent damaging techniques that he's got. You know, Rodriguez has got excellent kicks. You know, he's got really good movement. He's very elastic, very explosive. Bounces himself in and out of range very well and uses the space very well if he's got space. If that space is taken away from him, like Max Holloway is so good at doing, then a lot of those kicks have to go out the window. And not only does he then start to physically be pressured, but he starts to feel pressured, which then smokes out the mistakes that he's going to make. Now, the other thing that we have to bear in mind with Yair Rodriguez is his activity level. So the last time he fought was October of 2019 against Jeremy Stephens. And that was the rematch after the accidental eye poke that happened in the September. But his consistency has not been great. He's been in and around the UFC for a while, obviously, you know, coming through the Latin America Ultimate Fighter. But, you know, what we got? One fight in 2014, two in 2015, two in 2016, same in 2017, then one in 2000. Like, he's not three fights a year consistently, plus ready to take fights on short notice. He's not moving around in weight class and these kind of things. Like Max Holloway is later in his career, admittedly. You know, he's a bit older, but he's also chomping at the bit to keep his career moving, whereas Rodriguez has been plagued with injuries and stuff, and actually the same age, believe it or not. Max Holloway is 29, December 4th, 91. I mean, literally, Max Holloway is like a few months older than him. Anyway, amazing. The point is that Max Holloway's been consistent. And he's gotten better as his career's gotten on, even though he started very well. Like, even when he came into the UFC, you know, he was a real handful for a lot of guys. He picked up that one loss to Dustin Poirier in his debut, but then after that, he went on a good streak, and since then, he's only lost by decision. I feel like he's going to be able to take away a lot of the space from Yair Rodriguez. And that makes me interested to see what else Rodriguez can do. Like, can he use his explosiveness to use more close range weapons? I mean, the one thing that always will be suggested and come to mind is the elbow that he landed on the Korean Zombie. I don't think Max Holloway is going to be nearly as hittable as that, though, and that is the point of difference. Like, if you think what Brian Ortega did to Korean Zombie and what Max Holloway did to Brian Ortega, you can see where the levels are in striking defense, in hittability. Like, Max Holloway is not easy to hit, you know, and like I said, unless you start in the early rounds and slow him down. Like, if Rodriguez can nail him a couple of times to the body, can, you know, chop his legs up a bit and take away some of that footwork, then that's where his axe kicks and spinning kicks and head kicks come into play. And of course, Yair Rodriguez has got fight finishing potential all the time. I mean, you think about the knockout over Andre Feely. You think about the what was the other one that he landed? It was one of his last fights before he signed with the UFC against Juarez, a flying knee. Like, they're the kind of things where it might be able to change the momentum of the fight in those first couple of rounds. If he's not able to get that space, if Max Holloway's able to walk him down and start peppering him, and as he scoots off, Max steps through in his stance, switches to southpaw and keeps peppering him, keeps working that body, one or two things is going to happen. Like, Rodriguez is going to start to unravel. He's going to start to look a bit panicked and a bit pressured up against the fence, and he's going to be slipping, and Holloway's going to be able to find those shots that are going to hurt him. But there's also the potential for Holloway to wrap his neck like he did against Cub Swanson. You know, wrap the neck when he's already panicked, when he's already tired, and chase him to the floor with that guillotine. That's the other thing that Rodriguez has got to be careful of. But the slipping and the odd movements of Rodriguez is what enables those elbows to come from all different kinds of angles. So I think what Max is going to do is he's going to keep it in boxing range. He's going to get just inside his kicking range and put him up against the fence where there's not that space to throw those flamboyant explosive kicks. But keep him on the end of his arms so he's not walking onto those elbows and that craziness that Rodriguez has got to throw at him. I think, to be honest, most of you watching this will be looking at this and going, well, Max Holloway will kind of do what he does to everybody in this fight. He'll eat the canvas away. He'll beat them up. Might even be talking to the commentators a little bit, telling them that he's the best boxer in MMA, et cetera, et cetera. It's Rodriguez that's got to find the ways to win in this fight. He's got to find the space. And, I mean, although Max Holloway plays up the emotion sometimes in fights, although he'll, like, you know, he'll talk to the commentators and he'll be, like, really animated and stuff, he's always got a really good handle on his emotional, what's the word? Yeah, he's always got a really good handle on his emotional state in the fights. He'll get drawn into fights a little bit, but at no point does he start looking reckless and ragged. He always keeps his technique on point. Rodriguez can be drawn into a fight a little bit, and I feel like that's something else that might be something Max can prey on. Like, if he's boxing him up and slipping out the way of shots, Rodriguez's ego is going to get triggered. He's going to start to feel embarrassed, and then he's going to start to do stuff that's going to overextend him. And I don't think we're going to see that with Max. And that's the point of difference between, you know, Max being, what is he, 22-6, and Rodriguez being 14-12, and the regularity of Holloway fighting as well. If we just quick look at the stats, so I just said the records. Max Holloway's got a decent chunk of experience and a lot of five-round fights, a lot of title defenses. You know, he's been up there with the best, and he's been beating them in the championship rounds. Average fight time slightly higher for Holloway, as you would expect. Exactly the same height, but Yair Rodriguez has a 2-inch reach advantage. But how useful that will be when the volume is on Max Holloway's side, I don't know. Because if you look at the strikes landed per minute, Max Holloway at 7.26 is way over Rodriguez at 4.33, as well as his striking accuracy being higher and his striking defense being marginally higher as well. Just all the stats lean in favor of Max Holloway. Same thing with takedown accuracy, same thing with takedown offense, 84%. I don't think Rodriguez is going to be trying to take Max Holloway down unless he's really in a bad spot and being pressured. But there's always that threat of the guillotine as well. What else? Yeah, I mean, it's about Yair Rodriguez really showing the world that he's you know, his place in the rankings at number three is the right place for him to be. Like, he's been out of competition for so long now. Like, some of the fighters have been removed from rankings, you know, quicker than this. It's October 2019 was the last time he fought. And he's still at number three in the rankings. Like, I kind of feel like this is he could fall a long way here. If he loses to Max Holloway, although he's an exciting fighter and stuff, his name value starts to drop off very quickly. But if he wins, if he beats Max Holloway, then of course he puts himself right in line for a title shot. Very, very interesting fight. As you can see, I'm probably leaning towards Max Holloway quite obviously. I think he's proven and he's lethal in the striking ranges. And I think Rodriguez is going to struggle to find his way in. But the possibilities for Rodriguez, the flying knees, the body kicks, the spinning high kicks, the crazy elbows on the inside, they're the things that can shift the momentum in a half second in his direction. I'll be watching and I'll be excited. It's going to be a tough night for Yair Rodriguez, I think. Anyway, enjoy it. Catch you next time.